You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Justin Anthony. Justin, thanks so much for being with me today.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So, Justin, I know we're going to talk about Artwork Archive that you and John are co-founders of. Can you tell me a little bit about, in a nutshell, I mean, Artwork Archive is a wonderful service for artists and collectors, but rather than me kind of try to paraphrase it, can you tell me just first what it is?
Sure. You know, at its core, it's an inventory management system. And, you know, we do have two sides, as you mentioned, one for artists and one for collectors. And from an artist standpoint, we really wanted to create something that provides artists with the tools they need to get and stay organized, save time, and run their businesses with confidence. So all the unsexy, non-creative aspects of the art world we focus on. So the entire purpose of the tool is to arm you with what you need to be successful as a career artist. And then the collector side, we set out to create something that made it easier for individual collectors, estates, and organizations to organize and manage their collections. So whether this be for insurance purposes or accounting purposes, or just to protect and preserve, you know, the collections they've worked so hard to build, we wanted to put something out there that was, one, affordable, because a lot of the options out there at the time were not, and easy to use, because a lot of these solutions can be overly complex. So that's the gist. But at our core, we're an inventory management system, and over the years, it's morphed into a much more comprehensive tool that helps artists with a number of aspects of their management.
So tell me a little bit about the founding of it. I know there's a story that I think your co-founder John has written about concerning
Sure. His
mother. That was
the impetus of the idea. So, you know, I think every one of us have dealt with a hard drive crash or loss of data on a computer at some point. And John's mother, Cynthia Fustel, who's a wonderful artist out of Colorado Springs, had cataloged a number of her, you know, years and years of work on her computer and had a hard drive crash. And what happened is there was no way for her to recover that. She came to John, who was a software developer and an artist himself, and basically said, I don't ever want to do this again. I don't ever want this to happen again. What can we do? What can we create to do something that not only kind of addresses the needs of a modern day artist, but creates a system that would prevent something like this from ever happening again? Because entering this work is time consuming. You know, most artists want to be in the studio doing what they love rather than behind a computer. So this was a big blow, and I think one that a lot of people could relate to. And at the time, there wasn't
Absolutely.
Any other kind of cloud-based solution. So this was really totally driven by that experience with his mother. And what happened was, once the test pilot was built, we just started sitting down with a number of artists, talking to artists around the country. I was involved in a number of art organizations, so I was able to just sit down on a table, plop a bottle of wine down, and get a lot of great feedback from artists, really trying to figure out what tools would really benefit them in growing their career.
And, you know, it's so interesting that you mentioned cloud-based. I mean, just for me to ask a little bit about that, that was really one of the key aspects of this, isn't it? Because it was also timely. I mean, cloud businesses and software is a fairly recent
right.
development, and the idea of countering the fear of a hard drive crash is basically to store everything in a very organized way in the cloud. So your hard drive could be destroyed again and again, but you'd never lose your data
right.
for an artist and collector, more importantly, their images, right?
Right. And you know, this, it was a challenge, because at the time, most of the solutions that existed were incredibly antiquated, you know, download-only type programs. And the issue there is, one, it's very hard to innovate, stay up to date with a download-only program, because you get charged over and over again whenever things come out. The other big thing that drove us to go cloud-based is access anywhere on any device. We didn't want, you know, in the modern day, you may be out at a gallery with your iPad. You know, you may be at home in your studio with a laptop. And we didn't want to ever, have anything that interrupted the process of getting information in or accessibility when you were out on the go talking to a client about a commission or anything like that. So, you know, there was a double-edged sword because the cloud was new, a lot of people had a number of security concerns, and both John and I have, you know, enterprise software backgrounds, and we're able to bring, you know, kind of world-class bank-level security to this and really assuage a lot of those concerns with the way we built it. And the other kind of really big differentiator was, unlike anything else that was out, that kind of once you signed up, your data was trapped in that system. We made it so that at any time you can click a button and export all of your data. So if you weren't comfortable with the cloud, you always had the peace of mind of having that data locally as well. And I think that helped people embrace it a little more readily. And, you know, the quick cliff note version of the collector product origin was, I myself have collected for a number of years and had a flood. I live in Denver, which is normally dry, but we had an incredible amount of hail and rain. My basement flooded. I had a number of pieces damaged, and I was unable to come up with proof of purchase or any evidence of what the value of those works were, and had a really difficult time with my insurance company. So I never wanted to be in a position where I didn't have my arms around my work, and that's definitely something that a number of collectors I know can relate to.
Well, and of course, that's collectors on an individual basis, but you also serve institutional collectors, right? This is cloud-based software to help you organize your collection, but it could very, very well also help a museum organize their collection or a museum
right.
with multiple
and
branches.
You know, like everything with us, user feedback drives everything. And what those individual collectors started doing is saying, hey, by the way, I work for such and such company, and we're doing a really poor job of cataloging our collections. So now we've got cities, municipalities, museums, hospitals, you know, companies like Neiman Marcus that are managing tens of thousands of pieces across hundreds of locations. So it's robust enough to scale at the enterprise level and yet really accessible to the individual collector as well.
And to speak a little bit about the artist, it's so exciting that it's that robust and that you've built such a solid platform for the artists who are also archiving all this work so the situation is prevented where they could lose all their data. Does it also serve as a way to show off their portfolio? I mean, of course, artists have websites and Instagram and everything else.
Sure.
When you talked about pulling up something for a commission, do artists also use the website as a way to showcase their work on the fly by showing it to people, or no, that's not really the intention?
No, most definitely. So we've got, as you said, all the back-end things. So recording who you sold to, where you sold it, when, the price. You can do full contact management, even with reminders of when you need to follow up with a particular client, location management. So really all the core back end structure. But if you're already using our system to inventory the work, why not give you an additional ability that could help you showcase that work? So in our particular case, because we have this other side of the business and something we call the discovery portal, we already have buyers of all types, you know, architects, collectors, hoteliers, all these people that consume art are already using our platform to, you know, to not only store information about their own collection, but to search for future growth of their collection. So it was a really natural fit. And, you know, my disclaimer whenever I have this conversation is I personally believe that every artist should have their own website, that they have full control versus a templated one-size-fits-all solution. That said, our public profile, which is the public-facing version of our artist product, every single artist information is by default private. They can click a button and expose that art to the world on our discovery platform, and it is a great source of additional exposure as well as a big SEO boost. So whether you have your own website, Instagram, Facebook, you know, all these things that artists are trying to keep up with, Artwork Archive allows you to point all that traffic, not just at your portfolio on our site, but as well as your existing presences elsewhere. So it's just kind of an overall amplification of your online presence, and it's been a huge success driver for us.
Well, that makes sense.
We never take a commission on that.
And you never take a commission. You mean if collectors
ever
find artists through there?
So right. You know, we'd rather foster those like direct connections between buyers and artists and never play a role in the transaction because there's enough people in the pockets of artists already.
Right, I agree. And when I think there's one other element perhaps to when you talk about artists' work also having a public face during this or getting more exposure, is that when I talk about building artist websites or have experts give talk on them, a lot of people say, you know, don't make your artist website an archive. It should be a place where you're showing off some recent work or something. And often people do want to make it an archive and they have work from 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but nobody can look through all that. However, with an artwork archive, from what you're saying, which is kind of a new use that I haven't seen or haven't thought of before, all your work can not only be archived, so you have hundreds of images on there, but then unlike your website, you can quickly, selectively share some of those images. Is that correct?
Right. So you have 100% control over what pieces you want to share, what collections you want to share, et cetera. And additionally, you don't even have to activate your public profile, although I will say, over 90% of artists do, because why not have that additional boost? But you don't even have to activate that to take advantage of the enhanced sharing capability. So let's say you wanted to do a quick report for a gallery that was interested in carrying your work, and you wanted to show them 5 recent pieces. Let's say you were going to do a commission and someone wanted to see some of your portraiture work. With the software, you're able to quickly create those professional-looking reports and share directly with those individual users without having to build out a website or, you know, anything complicated. It's basically right-click and share. And that holds true for things like CVs, your statements, your bio, all of anything, any document, any image, any works you'd like to share. We have the same enhanced sharing capabilities for all of those because we really want to make it easy for you to get the word out about you. So, you know, we look at the public profile as a way to showcase your work and share who you are as an artist and really as a complement to your existing presence.
That's exciting. What if you're an artist as well as a collector? A lot of artists, of course, also build collections of other artists' work.
Sure.
How would that work on your site? Would it be under the same account, or how do I? Because that's what also seems attractive.
It's uncanny.
The manager collection is.
Yeah, it's uncanny how often that like you're asking a question that comes up all the time actually, and because the products are so specific to the particular users. In those cases, what we do, and we deal with this on a daily basis, we basically subsidize the account. So it really makes sense for your collection to have a collector version account and for your art, you know, for your artist career having the artist version for that because the two products just continue to diverge because there's really specific needs for both user types. And we really want to make sure that each version is purpose-built to serve the needs of that particular user. So in those cases where we have it, we typically are heavily discounting both products so that it's not cost prohibitive. We also have an organization version that technically you could have both your art career and the collection you manage. It just doesn't have a lot of the benefits that come with the artist version, like exhibition and competition tracking and some other really specific artist kind of itch to scratch stuff.
Right. Fascinating and exciting. So what's happening in the future of this? It seems that you've built this amazing resource for artists and continue to dialogue with artists about what can help them. Are there areas that you plan on going into next or a way of expanding it in any way?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, you know, you and I have spoken about this topic before and the fact that we are ultimately driven by interaction with our users. So we love feedback of all kinds and it really helps us kind of continue to innovate. I think most of our next steps, at least in the short term, are really fine-tuning. So I don't have necessarily a grandiose up-and-coming new feature to announce, but a lot of it is fine-tuning of, you know, we just released this document storage product that helps people store, you know, bios, CV, all these things. Now we're collecting feedback on what ways we can tweak it. I think the biggest couple of announcements I can make is one of the questions we get all the time is, could I embed my artwork archive gallery in my own website? Because I really am sick of double entry. So we're going to be announcing, and you're kind of the first to hear this, that we're going to be doing a WordPress embed as well as a general website embed that will allow you to put your artwork archive gallery in your own website so you don't have to have kind of double entry with your own website. And then another really new thing for us is for years and years we've been asked about residencies, grants, you know, all kinds of artist opportunities. So while we're going to continue to write about that on our blog, we also created a call for entry site for Artwork Archive that any artist, it's free to the public. We've got organizations all around the world posting, you know, public art opportunities, residencies, workshops, grants, et cetera. And we've gotten a really great reception from that, and that's only about a week or so old at this point.
That's so exciting. And you're based out of Denver, is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Well, that's really exciting. Before we go and I ask you the last question, I think you can also tell people exactly what the pricing is, just in case people want to click and get involved. There's a trial, but maybe just go over quickly the cost of how an artist and collector could begin to try out your service today or whenever they're interested.
Sure. So our pricing is available at artworkarchive.com/pricing. We want to make sure it's transparent to everyone. The pricing ranges from $6 a month to $19 a month. And so at $6 a month is our apprentice package, and that includes, you know, basically all the functionality or almost all the functionality. The middle tier is the professional, which is $12 a month. That's by far our most popular package. And then the master account, which is $19. So all packages include the public profile I spoke about, all the great back-end tools. The real differentiator between the master, which is the $19 one, and the apprentice is the master is unlimited pieces, unlimited locations, unlimited anything. The pricing on the collector side basically paces the artist side, so it is identical. And then for organizations, that gets more expensive depending on the number of users and how complex your collection is. But once again, relative to, you know, other options out there, it is we are a self-owned, self-funded company and love having the ability to make this accessible and affordable to artists of all ages and ages and stages.
Yeah, it's so exciting what you're doing, and I want to thank you for doing it. It's such a great service you've created, and I also want to ask you the last question, which is I'm just curious what you're reading. I'm always curious, and that's my last question, but it could be off topic or anything at all.
Okay, so one off topic, just because it's sitting next to my desk right now, which is a book called Deep Nutrition, because I'm always looking for ways to, you know, better health and prolong life. And then on the artist front, I'm really heavily involved in an upcoming street art festival that's going to be happening in Denver called Crush, and have been just paging through, you know, Graffiti World and World Atlas of Street Art. Just really taking in and looking at past successful installations and other examples of street art around the world.
And how will you, or how will Artwork Archive be involved in this street art festival?
You know, this is more personal. I sit on the board of the River North Art District, which is a local art organization in the Denver area. And we have a lot of mixed media and, you know, graffiti/studio artists that use Artwork Archive. So, you know, we helped amplify the call and making sure that we got a lot of applications for it. But this is more a personal mission versus an Artwork Archive-driven mission.
Well, it's been wonderful talking with you today. There'll be links, of course, in the interview so people can learn more about Artwork Archive. I want to thank you for talking with me today. I've really enjoyed it. Appreciate what you're doing.
No, thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.